All right, John, I have to broach the subject now. Canonical pizza toppings. We talked about pizza, but we didn't talk about toppings. We need to talk about toppings. Canonical pizza toppings. Is there a list and you check them, or does it matter how they go together?
So again, with the two definitions, we've got like the, you know, what I'm looking for in a pizza, the canonical New York, you know, pizza standard fare. But there are many more things that can go on pizza and still retain its pizzahood, and that is much bigger category. So for the narrow definition, for my personal things, I've never actually gone and listed this, but if I had to make a blog post about it, it would probably be, I mean, I bet you can name, I would hope you can name them. I like to think that other people can name them, but I'm always surprised. So I would go with like pepperoni, sausage, meatball, olive, onions, peppers. What am I forgetting? Mushrooms. I'm sure I'm forgetting a whole bunch of stuff because I haven't written this all down. You name a couple other ones.
That sounds right. Pepperoni, sausage, meatball, onion, pepper, mushroom.
Olives.
Olives.
And Hawaiian. Pineapple and ham.
Ham on their own together.
Together on pizza. Hawaiian pizza. That is in the list. That is like at the border of the list of my little narrow definition. Right? Because that was the one weird one that you get.
So why can I swap pepperoni in for ham if I like pepperoni better? It's canonical.
Oh, pepperoni with, yeah, we talked about this before, because I know this is the big thing with like the pepperoni. Like pepperoni is fine and pineapple is okay with the ham. Pepperoni and pineapple would not fall on the canonical list, and usually the places you have to get Hawaiian pizza as a thing.
It's
you
true.
Can't say can I have pineapple with the pepperoni. If someone was willing to do that for you, I think that you might all be right. Outside my little definition, because that's
I totally have done that. I more than once I've said, can I get the Hawaiian but pepperoni instead of ham?
Yeah,
and they're like, sure, you can. In California, yeah, well, places where
give you whatever you want, they'll put avocados on it. Whatever.
No, you're right. I'm screwing the edge there, but I feel like at least I'm using some pepperoni to me is a traditional pizza topping, right? So, mm-hmm. And the Hawaiian, I like it, but I really like my pepperoni pizza way more than I like the ham on the Hawaiian. It's sometimes the ham is not so good, but pepperoni's always good. So that ends up being that was my rationale when I first.
That would not make the canonical list. No. I would not have pepperoni and pineapple as listed as a topping, but I would have ham and pineapple as a single line item, right?
Right. Got it.
But I feel like it's understandable why that would work, because you just got like, you know, a pork based meat product and the pineapple. So like
pineapple's pretty far away from most of those other traditional things, right? With the sweetness there.
Well, yeah, that's what I said. Like the Hawaiian pizza, like wherever the origins of that came from.
It arrived before
I was born, and yep. It was every pizza place that you could go to, or almost all of them, you could ask for Hawaiian pizza,
that's
and you
true.
Would get it, and they knew what you were talking about. It was on the list.
All right, so it's historic. It has been accepted by the pizza community as a valid kind of pizza,
yeah,
which
like
is true.
It much,
it's everywhere. Yeah, well, honestly, as much as I'm an advocate for pepperoni and pineapple, I've had a lot of really bad Hawaiian pizza. Like, it is not. I would rather get just a pepperoni at that point.
That's actually another topic. The what toppings are the most dangerous? The number one has got to be meatball, because meatballs in general are the most dangerous food. If you like Italian American food and grew up in New York, you know that. The variability of things that people call meatballs is amazing. I as a kid, as a very, very young child, I learned, even though you have meatballs at home like every week of your life, because, you know, you make them in your house and everything, never order them at a restaurant, because they will all be different and they will all be weird and a lot of them will be gross. And on top of pizza, same deal. Meatballs, you have no idea what you're getting and they're usually terrible. Sausage, surprising variability there. In New York, I think there wasn't that much variability, but more across the country, you ask for sausage on your pizza. Sausage is a broad category. You have idea what the hell you're going to be getting. It's really, really dangerous unless you know your specific place what you're getting. Pepperoni, you said you never had bad pepperoni. There's a lot of variability in pepperoni, too. Even, I guess, a bad pepperoni overwhelms you with the spiciness.
I wouldn't say I'd never had bad pepperoni, but I find it far more consistent than a Hawaiian, where often the ham is really dry or the pineapple can be all kind of like gross and hard and awful. Pepperoni, yeah, you're right, too. If it's a bad pepperoni, you may just taste the pepper and not worry about how lousy it is. There's bad pepperoni, but it feels like less of a risk.
Yeah, and Hawaiian, like you said, is also risky. I think the pineapple is more solid, but like the preparation is more difficult because the ham is very thin and can dry out. And just the variability of ham is huge. Like if you just go to the store and buy, you know, sliced ham from the deli counter, huge variability there too.
Sure.
Olives, very consistent. Black olives are very consistent. Sure. Onions and peppers and other food products that, you know, are just like vegetables, also very
harder
consistent.
To screw those up. Yeah, for sure. I got a couple other pizza related things that I wanted to throw in here. Just throw it on. I'll call it a pizza. This podcast is now a pizza. One is how you eat pizza, right way to eat pizza. I keep seeing politicians eating pizza with a knife and fork, and I want to die. What do you think?
So let me tell you about the knife and fork pizza thing. I know that's a joke of like, look at this person not understanding that you hold pizza in your hand and eat it. But as someone who grew up eating lots of pizza, when you are a young child and the pizza is super hot, the first little part of the pizza that you eat because you're hungry and you can't pick it up because your little kid hands are too small or because it's too hot and you think you're going to burn yourself, your parents will cut up the first little triangle wedge thing into a bunch of pieces that you will eat with a knife and a fork. And then when you've done that, the rest of the pizza is cool enough and or small enough for you to handle, you'll pick it up and eat the rest that way. It is ridiculous, mostly ridiculous for an adult to do this, because when you're an adult, you can handle a piece of pizza and you should know like how to blow on food and not burn your mouth. But it is not outside the realm of reason. And I would imagine anybody who grew up in the New York area and had lots of pizza as a kid experienced that, cutting up some or all of a piece of pizza for a very young child.
But a grown person should not be cutting up pizza into little squares and eating it.
No. I mean, because you just like just wait for it to cool off a little bit. And certainly you never, even if you were doing it because you were like in a hurry and wanted to like, or it was structurally unsound because it was bad pizza and you couldn't actually pick it up. So you had to like, you know, it's kind of like.
But that's what the fold over is for. The super floppy pizza, I can just fold it over and then it stabilizes.
It's possible to have structurally unsound pizza that can't even be folded because the variability is terrible. But yes, the fold is definitely a thing.
Yeah. I mean, I don't eat pizza folded over as a natural thing, but as an emergency measure, because otherwise there's no way I'm going to be able to eat this pizza, that I'll do it. I'll fold it over. Is that yeah. All right. My parents always did their pizza of choice was beef and onion, which is ground beef and onion on pizza. And I have no idea where they first got this. I've asked, and apparently some people think that's a combination that's common. I've never understood it. I never liked it. Like little bits of hamburger and onion on a pizza. But that was their favorite. That was always their favorite. And I would
beef
remember
it
after.
Beef is a borderline topping. Like most places wouldn't have it, but some would. And again, lots of variability about what exactly do you mean? Do you mean literally I sprinkle ground beef on top of this? Or do you mean there's like little balls of beef when it starts to shade into like badly formed meatballs with nothing in them?
Right. I see. I think it's more like sausage because you take a lot of places the sausage is coming out of a sausage casing and it's ground up meat, ground up pork, maybe or pork and beef, and they'll toss it on the pizza. There used to be a pizza place we went to, an Italian place that you could see the guy when you were waiting to be seated. You could see the guy making the pizzas, and they served other stuff too, but that was right where he made the pizzas, and you could see he'd get the sausage right out of the casings and he'd be flicking it onto the tops of the pizza, and the ground beef is not that far off from that.
I like the idea that you recall this place where you could see the guy making the pizza. When I grew up, every place you got pizza, you saw them making the pizza. That's what a pizza place was.
Well, this wasn't
there was no pizza place you could go to where you didn't see the guy making the pizza.
This wasn't a pizza place. This was a big Italian restaurant, and they had the kitchen in the front with glass windows, so you could actually see into the place where the guy was making the pizza. As opposed to like there was a place I would get a slice of pizza at lunchtime sometimes in San Francisco, and it was a kind of a hole in the wall, and in there they were making the pizzas and heating the pizzas up and all that, and it was that felt more like authentic big city pizza in a way, where it was just sort of like pizza assembly line a little bit. But the Italian restaurant, I felt like the guy, you could actually watch the guy as he threw the dough up and everything, and it was a nice show, if nothing else.
Yeah, and the sausage thing you mentioned is sometimes it's pulled out of the casing. Sometimes also people cook it and slice it, so you get little discs.
Right.
You see that?
Like pepperoni, which is a sausage itself, right?
Right. And there's another technique where you shave it off into these long sort of sausage shavings type of things, and they kind of curl up. Lots of variability.
Robot or not.